demanded an urgent and horrifying news story.
Now, I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now, this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, Eagles are out. We've talked a lot about Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. I think one of the good characters of the NFL is Jason Kelce. I do enjoy, I don't watch the whole thing, but I've listened to some of the podcasts that he and his brother do. It's entertaining. But Jason Kelce tells Eagles teammates that he is retiring, according to sources. He's 36 years old. He was, I mean, I'm not a big Eagles fan. I picked him to win, so I'm rooting for my pick, but I really don't care. I felt bad for Kelce. I like that dude. I like the beard. I like the toughness of that position that he plays at center. I like the emotion once in a while. Now, it's different, Angel. It's different than Caleb Williams. It's different. That's just different. You know? I'll explain later if you really want me to get into it, but Hall of Famer, right? Ooh, the fact that I have to ask that and you took so long, like, I shouldn't be asking it and you shouldn't have taken so long, so we got to say no. He will be.
Yeah, it's, I'll be honest, I didn't know who he was 2 years ago, so.
Okay. Offensive linemen, it's very difficult for me to assess who should be in the Hall of Fame. I will admit, for the first time ever on the whole show, I will leave it to the so-called experts to decide on offensive linemen. They perhaps do not fit in my answer quickly, or he's not in, or answer yes quickly, or he's not in. Perhaps offensive linemen do not fit that one, that let's say that one position group is the only one that doesn't fit my assessment of the Hall of Fame. I'd probably say he's in. He's a six-time All-Pro. But again, it's an offensive lineman. They're a group. They're judged on a group, you know? I mean, why is one offensive lineman great with this group and then he goes somewhere else? And, like, why is Mike McGlinchey not good right now with the Broncos? He wasn't really good this year. He wasn't the worst in the world, but pass protection was bad. He was pretty good with San Francisco. Still not the best pass protector in the history of the world, but he was better with San Francisco. So it's the sum of parts, man. I mean, it's difficult. But yes, I will just
Brady,
say
he pioneered the tush push.
Well, that's going to be part
he
of
couldn't
it.
Couldn't do it without him.
I mean, he did lead the tush push.
He also reset the ball a lot.
He also cheated a little bit. He also has an awesome beard, though. And I think he's a pretty good dad.
It's a fine beard.
He's an emotional guy, but he's tough. Those are kind of the perfect guys, right? I mean, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Wait, so what is Caleb Williams? Is he tough or emotional?
There's a difference. So Kelce sat on the bench by himself and cried and then got up and started. It was, first off, it literally was the end of his year and the end of his career. So that is okay. You want to run up in the stands, game's over, and you run up in the stands and start hugging mom and stuff. Different. It's just different.
I don't get it.
That's his last game ever.
Sure.
Caleb Williams, you had five more games to go, plus your entire life
really
in front of you.
Caught up in that game. That was a really emotional game for him.
He jumped up and he was just, I don't mind people crying.
It's just it's the different. Mom thing that throws you
Not
off.
Even the mom thing. Like, if she would have just been on the sidelines and she
like
walked.
First row.
He, jumped up there and he covered his face and he's just sobbing. And it's like, dude, okay, wasn't that the loss to Washington?
I believe so.
And that was a crazy game. Yes. They scored 80 million points. And it basically ended their playoff hopes. Mm-hmm. That game did. Okay. But you could have come back another year. He could have. He had it.
I think he made his mind up.
But it wasn't the end of the season.
No.
Had it been the last game Caleb Williams played in a USC uniform and did that, I don't have an issue with it.
I think it's fine. Sometimes I think optics you break down emotionally and you just need to go talk to mom.
But do it on the field. I guess the optics of it
what
to me.
What if his mom came on the field?
Yeah, I'm good with that. If she was
You're
already
good with that?
Yeah, she's on the field and he goes up and just hugs her and he's got his head kind of, crying, and that's – it's just different. I suppose, Angel, the optics of what Caleb Williams did, to me, if I'm a teammate, I'm like, oh, the season's over. There's nothing left to play for because he's acting as if this game was it. This is the end-all be-all. That was what bothered me about it. Jason Kelce's like crying because he's seeing, he's like for love of the game, Kevin Costner. He's seeing his entire career flash in front of his eyes, and he's like, the Green Day song, you know, another turning political. I don't know why they have like a British accent sometimes. He's going through that in his mind. Caleb Williams, you're 12 years old, and you have your entire career in front of you. Oh, yeah, and you still have like five games left in the regular season.
I mean, I don't think it matters what age you are or where you're at.
I think you just had
a moment of, I just want to hug my mom right now. I just want to cry in my mom's arms. It's okay.
I don't know. That again, would I not draft him because of that? No. I'd draft him.
You'd hold it. You'd be like, ah, I don't know about this
Caleb,
guy.
Caleb, are you going to cry again, little baby?
Your mama's not here to save you.
That's my first question to him. Caleb, if we lose, you going to cry? Huh? You going to cry, baby?
Come on, you going to cry.
No, it's a little different. It's just different. Kelce's like, I felt that. Mo, I felt it from
him. His mother was at that game, and he ran up to her and hugged her.
She was a little busy. Maybe she was at that game.
I don't know.
She does get all over
the
place.
Was Taylor there? I don't know.
Well, she was at your game, the Dolphins.
I didn't play in that game.
Well, your Dolphins game, when Taylor was up there dancing, and she was doing the same thing everybody else was doing, but it just annoyed me seeing her do it. I don't know.
She's wearing a jacket.
Man.
Did you see a jacket?
Why am I rooting for Kansas City this weekend? Tell me that. Is it because Tanner's going all in on Josh Allen and I'm frustrated with him? Mm. I don't mind.
Have some AFC West pride.
Yeah. Well, see, some would say root against him, but I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't know. Do I want to see Josh Allen win a Super Bowl and smear it in our face even more that we could have had him?
I think you root for him this week, and then when they play your boy Baltimore, and then you root against them.
Oh, my bad. 405. Air Force tonight. Not UNLV. Sorry. I got caught.
Looking ahead.
Well, yesterday, Ivy and I was asking him about Air Force, and he starts going off about UNLV. And so my brain has been like, God, UNLV's actually might. That's going to be a tough battle. So my bad. Okay.
So, trap game?
Could be, because, like, look what I'm doing. I'm already like, UNLV, Air Force, who? Is that even a basketball?
They lost to some UNC team.
They lost to UNC, and UNC's becoming a good team, but you know, CSU didn't have any issue with that. My bad, 405. Thank you for the correction. I have the schedule right here. How many times have I said CSU's got Air Force and then UNLV? And then for some reason, I just freaked out. Okay, it's fine.
Well, the Thursday, Saturday schedule throws you off, and they've been off for a week, so.
They haven't played since like, 8 years ago. They had a bye week in basketball. When did we start creating college basketball bye weeks?
I've never seen that.
They're calling it that, though. Like, they just didn't play this weekend. They played last week. They just didn't play over the weekend.
The holiday break was.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're off for a week and a half.
I don't know. Big Hub, he is a Hall of Famer. He also said, there's no way they should fire Sirianni. He just went to the Super Bowl. But that team needs to figure out what the major concern was offensively. And you're probably right. You know, they're probably not going to fire him because he has the Super Bowl, because he went to the Super Bowl just last year.
Personality is a little.
Yeah, I don't love his personality, but at least
it's Philly. I don't know.
If you were the GM of Philadelphia, would you fire him or bring him back for one more year?
I would consult with the players.
Okay,
you guys like this guy, or are you just tolerating him? So you don't like him,
and then Jalen Hurts won't say yes or no. He'll just stare at you, and you'll be like, Jalen, what does that mean, man? It means what it means.
It means we're on business.
It means we're what it means. Is he good at business? Because I would like to do business.
Like, I love Jalen Hurts, but come on, man.
It's kind of bugging me a little bit. At first I liked it. But
like,
now
we won a big game. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
It's a good game. Good opponent.
Just looks mad all the time. I just want to see him smile a couple times.
Like, he used to have, like, in college, he had a real cockiness to him.
I'd rather see that than just...
You know, he was good, but, you know, he was still very humble and didn't show a lot of emotion. But when he had good plays, he would, you know, show off a little bit.
Big Hub says his reach blocking, and from other NFL D linemen that I talked to, they say he is top of the centers in the league, top center in the league, Jason Kelce.
Again, I didn't know him 2 years ago.
Well, I mean, how many offensive linemen do you, how many centers do you, like, know? No. You know? How many guys are you putting on your, hanging up on your wall growing up? You know, most guys have receivers making catches and quarterbacks making throws, Jordan making dunks. I got a big old dude snapping a ball between his legs. Got that for Christmas. Pretty excited about that. I'm just going to say yes. He's a Hall of Famer.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer. And it sounds like he's done. That's, you know, I always talk about it on the show. Like, I love storylines. I love compelling figures in the NFL and the NBA and sports and whatever. I just, so he's one of those guys that I'm certainly going to miss. Nick Sirianni said this about him. I love him. He's special. And I love him. He's one of the most special guys I've been around. He's always got a place here. He had played this season on a one-year contract. He was set to become a free agent in March. Would be kind of cool. Free agent. Does Kansas City need a center? I mean, it would be kind of cool to see the brothers play on the same team. No, it would just be kind of cool. Then they could start tush-pushing a little bit. You know? Mahomes could... Probably going to get a stronger helmet if you're going to do that on a regular basis, though.
I
did think it was kind of poetic last night. The Buccaneers obviously blew this one open, but they stopped the tush push on the goal line. Like, that was kind of the, oh, it's done.
So we've maybe I should retire. Figured me out.
We've been talking about the tush push a lot this year and whether or not the NFL will look into it and outlaw it or whatever. And I was always of the mindset, hey, if it's legal... Do it. I mean, the Bills did a tush-push yesterday with Josh Allen, and it's not about the quarterback anymore. It's about the running backs behind him or whoever it is behind him. They almost picked him up like Josh Allen, a giant human. They pick him up like he's a little baby because he's diving over, and then they clearly were going to knock him back. Pittsburgh was going to knock him back. Whoever the running backs were behind him, just like, you get his head, I'll get his legs. And then they just launch him over. They're going to break their quarterbacks in half doing this. We're stuffing them into a coffin, it feels like, or it looks like. I mean, it's not just a dive anymore. Dig in there and dive. It's jump over, and then you guys pick me up, rip my hand off, and throw it over the first down line if we need to. Like, it is a desperate act. It's kind of one of the things that's really cool about football, I suppose. But it was kind of interesting to see. The Bucs stopped that. And then, ultimately, maybe that was the issue. Let me ask you this question. I was always told you never take points off the board. Now, the Eagles were down 16 with about 9 minutes to go. They get in field goal range. I think it was an incomplete pass or something, a sack. So they settle for the field goal. It's like fourth and 10. So they settle for the field goal, get it. So now it's a 13-point game. However, offsides defense. Sirianni accepts the penalty. They go for it, don't get it. Bucks take over, score, game over. Now, I don't know if this changes the outcome, but I think 13 is less daunting. You got a little more confidence if you're going up on defense the next time. Like, hey, one more stop, and we're going to bring this thing in with... You know, we could get a stop, get a score, and still have 5 minutes left to go. 5 minutes left. 16 is like, we got to get a stop. We got to get a score. We got to get a 2-point conversion. We got to get a stop. We got to get a score. We got to get a 2-point conversion. Looking back, hindsight, of course, is 2020. Should he have taken points off the board? I thought that was a weird mental thing in that game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, for one, I always, you know, subscribe to the idea if you want to end every possession with a kick, either a PAT, field goal, or a punt. Obviously, late game situation, you need a certain number of points to tie it. But even to tie it, you got to have the first touchdown. And to get in close, you got to get the second point. You got to get the 2-point conversion. And then do you try the onside kick? And if you don't get that, now you're in deeper trouble. Now you got to really, really get a stop. And that puts even more pressure on the defense. And then that leads to somebody pressing. Defensive back, I'm going to be the hero, try to make a pick, and you get busted coverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was just one little thing in that game.
You know, it doesn't hurt to give your kicker some confidence.
No, well, and 13 is different than 16. Again, with time not being a factor, and it was, but it wasn't. I think I think it came at the 9 or 8 minute mark. So, I mean, yeah, it's not that it wasn't a factor, but you kick that field goal, it's a 13-point game. And I think mentally knowing, hey, we get a stop here, we're going to have to score quickly, and then we got one more stop. We don't have to worry about two-point conversions and all that stuff. Maybe not. You had points on the board, and you took it off, and then you go for it, and you don't get it. Just the Eagles are just not good. Bigger disappointment, Eagles or Cowboys this year?
It's the Eagles. I don't.
Because they were a Super Bowl team?
Yeah, and I didn't really, you know, I may have picked them to go back to the Super Bowl just because of recency. I still expected them to be, you know, at least into the second round of the playoffs. But with Dallas, it's like, it's the same story every year with them.
Do you have our division winners, Angel? Do you still have those? I was going to see. You said you talked about picking the Eagles. I was curious how we did with that. Because we didn't actually do Super Bowl winners and stuff. We just did division winners. If not, it's fine. Eastside Chris says, yes. Public perception puts Jason in. Sounds like his colleagues agree. That's more important. I'll sign off on that. Okay? You have my permission, Hall of Fame, to put Jason Kelce in it. All right. What do we have? Do we?
We both picked the Saints to win the South. That did not happen.
That did not happen.
We both picked San Francisco to win the West. That did happen. You picked Minnesota to win the North. I picked Detroit. So I'll take that.
You got that.
Interesting.
Oh, gosh. I'm scared.
In the East.
I'm scared.
I picked Dallas.
Mm.
You picked the New York Giants.
Yeah! I deserve to lose that, man.
Yikes.
Daniel Jones.
The East, you had Buffalo. I had Miami. The North, you had Baltimore. I had Cincinnati.
And then I picked Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
and they won it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so 3-2, and then what?
AFC North, you had Baltimore. I had Cincinnati.
So 3-3. You're
and
three. I'm three.
The South, we both had Jacksonville.
And that did not happen. That did not happen.
I don't know if we ever did the West, because you wanted to save that for...
I picked the Chiefs.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I think we probably both would have picked the Chiefs.
Oh, Josh McDaniels.
You might have picked the Raiders. So you won. You called three, and I called three.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like our playoff picks right now.
There we go.
Yeah, wonderful.
Listen to us, folks. We know what we're talking about.
At least I didn't pick Washington. What was the worst one? I mean, the Giants was bad.
Yeah,
but
the Giants.
So here's what I'll give you: if the Giants stick with Daniel Jones next year, I'm out on him, so you should probably bet on them to win big. Because it has been the opposite of every year. What is he, 3 years in the league? I've been the opposite on him every year. Didn't buy it in his rookie year. He was okay. It was the opposite. I was kind of interested his rookie year. He was okay. And then when I was out on him, he was really good. Now that I jumped in, he's really bad.
You did have Carolina going second in the NFC South.
Come on, I thought, you know, right.
You had Green Bay finishing last in their division.
Didn't believe in Jordan Love. Okay, let's go through last. Who did we have? Who did I have? Who did you and I have in the AFC East?
AFC East last, we both had New England.
Okay. AFC North?
AFC North, you had Pittsburgh, I had Cleveland.
I mean, come on.
AFC South, we both had Indy.
Finishing
last.
In
the division. NFC West, we both had Arizona finishing last.
Okay, got one.
Both had Atlanta finishing last in the South.
Mm, close, but
and then
well, not really.
The North, you had Green Bay, I had Chicago.
Nope, you got that one.
And we both had Washington.
Hey, nailed it. Well, we'll do this next year. That should be fun. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Let's take a quick break. Before we do, it is time to tell you guys about Cable's Pub and Grill. Because Tuesdays, burger madness. I had a meeting the other day, and it was like one of these really intuitive questions taking me through a scenario. And they're like, the question was, pick your favorite meal and the one that you think you can savor the most, and like your favorite meal. And a lot of people think of like a filet mignon or like a steak or something. And I'm like, cheeseburger. And so it didn't really work with where he was going. But that's it. That's my go-to. I'm a cheeseburger fan. That's my favorite food, number one. And Cable's Pub and Grill does it better than everybody else. Burger Madness, $9.99 today.
You put bacon on your cheeseburger?
I can. I like bacon on burgers. I like... Listen,
is that still
I,
a cheeseburger or does that become a bacon cheeseburger?
Bacon cheeseburger. Okay. But still, you know, any kind of burger. Like, I love burgers. They're just the go-to. That's the one. Making
over
me hungry.
Over hot dogs?
Over hot dogs? I love a gourmet hot dog. But the burger's it. That's king. Number one. So anyway, Burger Madness. Take advantage of it. At Cable's Pub and Grill, that's where my friends meet, 26 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Stay up to speed with the Rams with the Isaiah Stevens Show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
At Hikes Hardware, they got plumbing supplies, including pipe cutting, threading service, got the knife and saw blade sharpening service, Craftsman tools. They got everything. Big brands like Benjamin Moore and Beyond Paint, Cumberland, they got you there. That's Hikes Hardware. Store is located here in Greeley, 1722 9th Street, or you can call them. Call ahead of time before you leave, before you start driving around looking for what you need. 970-353-1416. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Poll question of the day is, who do you got winning the Super Bowl at this stage? You can vote at thewholeshow.com. You can vote on my Twitter account. 40% saying the 49ers. 34% saying the Ravens. 20% saying the Lions. Only 6% saying the Chiefs because they're mad I didn't put the Bills in. I said you got to write it in because it's four options.
That's too much work. I need to just click a button.
It's four. Yeah, I can't. And they only give me the four options, Angel. So I mean,
do a second tweet.
Then that takes away from the first tweet.
Well, you put it into a thread and it's right there.
Then still, that is confusing to do that.
You're the all or nothing when it comes to poll questions.
Yeah.
So you're going to make the decision for them. You got to pick from these four.
You got to pick from these four. If you don't like it, and then Tanner wrote, well, you're not picking the Bills.
They're the odd-on favorite.
Well, everybody loves the Bills now. They're the best team ever. Remember when the Broncos beat them? Remember that?
12th man, field goal, weird stuff.
Well, they broke the rules, Angel. That's what happens when you break the rules. You lose games.
Not great at metaphors for motivating his team.
Yeah, what was that deal? That was a weird deal.
Yeah, weird, like trying to use Al-Qaeda communication to talk about team.
Like in a positive way, right?
Yeah. Weird.
What are we doing here? That was odd. That was like 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago. It popped up late in the season and nothing really came of it.
Yeah, I remember that came out. Listen, I like Josh Allen. I think he's a stud. I just think he has the fumblies and the interceptionies. I think he has a tendency to get into that mindset. And at some point, somebody's going to take advantage of that. They did in the regular season until like the last six games of the season or so. And they got hot. They did. They got really hot. I don't think it's impossible, obviously. These two teams have had it out for each other. This could be the changing of the guard, too. The Chiefs have owned the Bills over the years. But this could be that opportunity for the Bills to put all that away and advance the AFC Championship by knocking out one of their biggest rivals right now.
Or it's a notch in the belt of Patrick Mahomes and finally winning a road playoff game.
Yeah, and listen, the concerns with Mahomes on the offensive side of the ball is... You know, who's he throwing to? That's certainly a question. You know, Travis Kelce's a stud. We know that. But for the most part of this season, they haven't had reliable receivers. You know, obviously, Rice had a monster game. 130 yards and a touchdown, and then you had Travis Kelce, even with the drops, he had 7 catches for 71 yards and a touchdown, but that keep that consistent. Can you get that kind of performance again from Rice? That'll be the question for the Chiefs. 35 minutes after the hour. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
After the hour, it's The Hull Show powered by Chevron. I want to thank Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm. You know, I'm driving on these roads when it's icy like this, and Angel, there's two people out there. There's the ones that go so slow, it's dangerous, and there's the ones that go so fast, it's dangerous. What I mean by so slow is like when you're going down a hill or whatever, somebody comes over that, and you're going like 12 miles per hour. It's not that icy, but it's icy enough to be cautious. And then you get the other person that's on your butt. You're clearly going to turn. You don't want to get hit in the tailgate, but you also want to make the turn without sliding into the car that's parked or that's stopped at the red light. So we know there's just terrible drivers out there. If you or somebody you know has been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact. These guys will help you out. They have case after case after case where they are getting people money. They're taking care of them. Check them out online at trialproven.com. That's Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm. It's frustrating driving out there sometimes. I mean,
it is.
Yeah.
For me, it's very, very, it's two hands on the wheel driving about 10 under sometimes.
I don't mind 10 under in this stuff. No.
The road I take to get to work is weird because it's like on a highway and then it goes into a street. So it goes from like 65 to like 45. And if you're not making that transition immediately, people will start passing you or they'll start, you know, riding your tail. And I'm coming into work today and this truck is in front of me. It's a green light and he starts to turn. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to slow down so I don't, you know, hit him, give him his space. Well, he turns, and then the light turns yellow, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Oh, and you're sliding.
I'm sliding, mm-hmm. Tapping my brakes, and then you tap your brakes, and you're like, I'm not stopping.
Grinds.
So I'm like, and I was almost diagonal at the stoplight.
It's like you're powerless at that point. It's terrible.
I spun out on a roundabout on Sunday, like, you know, turning too hard, and then it's like, oh, crap, and then you spin the wheel the other way, and then the other way. It felt like Fast and Furious for a second.
Oh, it's... That moment, you feel so powerless. You know, you just do. Because
it's like, if you're on the spin ice, the wheel, it's going to make it worse.
Yeah.
It's kind
the
of like,
doing
okay,
nothing.
We're just going to slide and hope everyone around me just, hey, I'm in the middle of an intersection. Just wait. Well, the light turns green, and then you start to press your gas, yeah. And it doesn't go.
Yes. Oh. It's I see all those videos during like the holidays. It's like it's the most wonderful time of the year, and it just shows people running into each other from the ice and everything. But that's the thing. Like, you got to give yourself time, give the person in front of you time. But then, you know, 10 under in the snow and the ice and stuff, not that big a deal. I'm talking about
10
the people
under at 5 in the morning. Like, I'm taking my time.
Yeah, okay? I'd rather you take your time than fly
because it's also dark outside.
Oh, when I was coming back from Denver one night, it was last year at maybe around this time, and the weather was awful. I was leaving Denver at like 9 at night, didn't get home till like 12:30. I'm on the side of the road, and I'm going like 75, I'm going 60, maybe even 55. And that's how most people are, kind of the flow of traffic. But then you come up, suddenly there's a person going like 10 on the interstate. And you don't realize it in that snow and stuff, but you come on them so fast. So that was an extreme. But then you got people flying by you, full speed limit, 75, kicking back all the snow. That's crazy to me, too.
I get it. You got a big truck.
You
that's
got a
cool,
big old truck.
I don't have a truck. Please be wary.
Well, I do have a hybrid. Mm. So there is there's a perception sometimes that I'm probably, you know, proper. I don't know what that's.
Fancy. I think you're better than me because you use a battery.
Yeah. Well, I do it because it saves me money. Like, it.
Oh, you think you're better than me because you save money?
Yes. I think I'm better at saving money than you in the gas department.
Well, guess who's using their King Supers rewards to get 10 cents off a gallon every time?
I mean, I got 40 miles per gallon on that bad boy. I mean, 40 miles to the gallon is not bad. No, it's not bad. But okay, it's a funny story on that. Fort Collins is a different world than Greeley. I live in Fort Collins. I work in Greeley. I'm from Eastern Colorado. I've got a lot going on in my head. So I pull into, I'm going to a CSU-UNC game last year. Northern Colorado and Colorado State. I pull in, and there's the bus that sponsors, like, pay to get on, like, for UNC, that pay to so they can get on it, have their adult beverages while the bus is driving them to the game. So they're clearly tuned up. I pull into the parking area to go. I'm going to the media area, and I'm coned off in my lane. They're coned off in their lane. And I'm stopped waiting for the ticket person to check my pass. And seriously, there's this dude. They got the door open for some reason in this sponsor bus. There's a dude there, and he just yells at me. He goes, "Hey, you Fort Collins people are so fancy with your electric cars." And I was like, at least I can drive mine to a basketball game. You have to be driven here like you're going to prom, bro. I mean, how tanked are you going to get on a Saturday at like 2 o'clock watching a college basketball game?
That's their whole day. Bro.
I just thought that was silly. I thought that was funny.
Their entire weekend on that three, 4 hours.
It cracked me up, man. But yes, people see the car and they're like, what are you, better than us, man? You know, you're wimpy. You're driving a hybrid.
It's not a Prius.
I'm like, it's a hybrid, man. It's the perfect mix. I put gas in it just like everybody else. But
when
I can
run
also
out of gas. I turn the battery on.
I can also put it on electric driving and do like 50 miles to the gallon on that bad boy.
Is it to the gallon or to the
charge?
Or to
the charge or whatever. I honestly don't know how it works. But I know that when I got it during the COVID times, and they that was we. We learned a new thing about life. The dealership can drive the car to your house, drop it off, and you got it for as long as you want it for the day. And I drove it around the neighborhood a few times, and I loved it. And then I was looking at it, and I was like, I drive every single day here, round trip. I go to Denver a lot. I go to games a lot. So saving money on gas is just like...
How does the dealership get back?
They bring two people. They bring somebody to drive the car, and then the other guy comes and gets them. They probably go to lunch or something, and then whatever. And then we call them and let them know, and they come back and they get it unless you want to buy it there. And I loved it. I'm not very picky with vehicles. I just don't want to deal with the car dealership, so we bought that quickly.
I wonder if they do like a rock, paper, scissors. Like, okay, no, you're driving today. I'll pick you up. Lunch is on me.
I don't know, but it was – like I loved it. Because, Angel, what happens to me is I go to a car dealership. And then you got the sales rep's got to sit in there with you. So you're also thinking about, okay, stranger, and now I got to drive, and hopefully I remember what I'm doing here.
You also don't want to crash the car because it's
that would be very
not
bad.
Even paid for.
So that bothers me. So I'm not really thinking about the car. I'm not in tune with it like I should be. And so I'm more worried about making conversation with the sales guy. Which I'll admit, the last car I bought from a dealership, my old friends at Loveland Ford. They were really good. Sales guy was really good. But I hated it. And then it took forever to get done. And then you got to do the whole, I'm writing down my price here. And then I hand it to the sales rep. And the sales rep's got to scurry up the little thing, the little ladder, to go to the general manager who's in his little nest. And then they got to say, here's what it is. And then the general manager goes, And then it's like he's from Hogwarts, like one of the elves up there, the goblins, and then he writes his price, and then he sends it to the sales rep, and they scurry on down, and he's like, this is what we're willing to do. And then you do that 45 times, and then once you finally agree, you got to go through the paperwork. So when they're like, we'll drop it off, you can test drive it, you don't even have to come into the dealership. That's a new thing. That was like one of the positives that came out of the COVID stuff.
I think you changed that tactic by sliding it on the table. Rather than handing it to him, face down, slide it over.
But then they still got to pick it up and then run up there.
That's on them.
And go do
it. You have asserted dominance. I'm in control of this negotiation.
I am also, because I've had to trade in vehicles before, and my wife like has to tell. My wife can negotiate. She's good at it. I'm too honest, so I go in trusting the dealership, and we're sitting there trading my car. And this was years ago. And we're sitting there, and we're talking about the trade-in value and all that stuff. And they were – I knew these people, so they wanted to hook us up. But I start going into all the issues with my car. And my wife starts, like, doing the hitting me, starts stepping on my toe, and I'm like, what? And even the rep, like, we don't need to know that. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to give you my car because the speedometer's weird on it. It's like 5 miles off, and I don't care about the speedometer. I mean, they're going to rip this car away, apart for parts. That's what this car was. But I felt bad because I was like, you're going to give me this much money. You should know what you're getting. But and my wife's like, what are you doing? Here, stop. And luckily, it didn't screw the deal over. But next time, she's like, just don't even stay out in the car because you'll just start spewing and telling the life story of the vehicle. You know,
you have an attachment to it. You know all the things that are wrong with
Everything wrong with it. Oh, because I'm one of those guys, dude. I've had 4 vehicles in my entire life. You know, I don't know if you're like that. It's amazing how many people you meet that are not like that. I know a lot of people that's like every year they get a new vehicle. I want my vehicle as long as it gets me to where I am, and it's got heated seats now because that's fantastic. That's not what I require because I'm a hybrid driver. That's it. I'm very easy to please when it comes to a vehicle. I need to be comfortable in the chair, and it's gotta get me from point A to point Z.
Mine's just the second point. I gotta be able to, it's 4 wheels and an engine, it could drive me somewhere. I had a car with no heat for a while. Mm. I had a beat-up old Chevy truck that did its job, but I kind of ruined that truck. And now I have my Pontiac that I try to take care of.
I had an 89 Ford. You could, once you put it in drive, you could take your foot off the brake without touching the gas, and it would just start going 10 miles per hour. Like, you didn't even have to touch anything. It would just take off.
You ever driven a manual?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
I liked it, but then driving in this stuff, it's not fun.
It's not fun, no. And I've driven big stick shift stuff in the city and in town. It's, oh, I hate it. Absolutely hate it, especially when it's icy. I was working for the city of Cheyenne Wells at one point, and I came home for the winter break to work for them, and it was all snow removal stuff. And I was in the loader. And occasionally, you know, go. There's certain driveways that you go to. People flag you down, and you're like, it's small town, so you go help them out. I'm telling you, dude, I was a nose away from driving this loader, the bucket, into a vehicle. I mean, it was sliding, couldn't get it to stop, and I'm like, I'm gonna drive this thing through this car, and it stopped. And I'm telling you, it had like an inch. I put it in park. And then I called up, and I'm like, I don't even want to put this thing in reverse right now. I'm scared it's going to bounce forward. So it was scary. It was nuts. But yes, be careful when you're out there driving in this stuff with the ice and everything. 12:50 the time, Eastside Chris. Over under number of times Taylor's heated booth TV shot. Thank God we won't have to hear the Chiefs war chant. Man, that's obnoxious.
You'll still hear it.
You'll still hear it.
Chiefs fans travel pretty well.
They do. I mean,
is it the Chiefs thing, or is it the Braves thing, or the Florida State's thing?
Do they travel well though? Will they travel well to
Buffalo?
To Buffalo.
I suppose they traveled well to Germany.
You'll see Taylor Swift. She'll be at the game, unless she's on tour.
That's the thing. I don't want to root for the Bills, but I don't want to see Taylor Swift anymore.
The Swift and Brittany Mahomes thing, it's like...
It's just weird. And Donna Kelsey up there, too, like...
She didn't even look happy up there.
No. I wouldn't be happy sitting next to Taylor all day. Like, do you ever stop talking?
You're just always like this.
Like, he's my son, and I'm not cheering this much.
You're talking and cheering and hugging people, and it's like he just caught, like, a 5-yard pass, bro. Didn't win anything. You know, calm down here. My favorite was Brittany Mahomes on the documentary, the quarterback documentary I tried to watch. When Mahomes, he gets hurt in the Super Bowl, throws his helmet off, and they have the cameras on her, and she turns and goes, oh, no, 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 no. He's not mad. He's just mad that he got hurt. Dynamite drop in, of course. Yeah, we know he just got hurt, and he's pissed because they told him you got to go into the locker room. Thank you for that dynamite analysis, Chris Collinsworth, 12:52 the time. Let's take a quick break. I'll wrap up hour number 2. I got Mike Brohard coming up to talk to us about CSU Air Force tonight. Thank you, Texter. And more on our poll question. Who's winning the Super Bowl in your mind? More to come. We'll be right back.
Football season is over.
It's all over.
But college basketball is heating up.
Hear UNC Bears hoops and Westwood One's coverage of college basketball on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
I think it's a big one tonight for CSU because you got to win at home, and you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. Lost two in a row. You got to get the bad taste out of your mouth. Got Air Force tonight, and then UNLV later in the week. What a shout out to Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. My guy, Ryan, he'll help you out. Listen, we always talk about these businesses on the show. We trust these guys. We get to know these guys. It's not just about advertising on the radio station. We want to be respected in who we talk about. So we're very picky about who we talk about on the show on a daily basis. And Renaissance Insurance is one of those businesses. Risk management, commercial, and personal insurance needs, they'll help you out. Don't lose what you've been working so hard for. Call my guy, my friend. We meet at Cables. Call Ryan at 970-674-8825. Flying Dutchman says, best car movie ever. I got an obvious answer for that coming up next.